An investor briefing has revealed ANZ, Westpac, NAB and Commonwealth Bank are undermining numerous commitments towards lowering their financing of fossil fuel projects. Australia's Big Four banks are financing new and upcoming coal projects, an act incompatible with both the Paris Agreement and the goal to reach net zero emissions by 2050. The Wire's Vavina Jordan asked Market Forces asset management campaigner and legal analyst Will van der Pol about the briefing findings.
All four of Australia's big banks have made commitments to support the goals of the Paris Agreement and achieve net zero emissions by 2050. But they are all undermining these commitments by continuing to lend to companies that are pursuing new and expanded fossil fuel projects. We've seen just in the last few months, all four big banks lend to Santos, a company that is pursuing new oil and gas projects, including the Barossa gas project, which is being fiercely opposed by traditional owners of the Tiwi Islands. We've also seen lending from big Australian banks to coal companies like Whitehaven Coal, which NAB and Westpac continue to lend to, despite the fact that this company is pursuing three new or expanded coal mines, which we know are incompatible with global climate goals.
When we look at these sorts of powerful coal companies and their ability to stay in power, can this be attributed to the economic resources that they have access to?
Coal companies are able to continue doing what they're doing and continue with their plans to develop new and expanded mines because they have the backing of financial institutions and governments. When you see financial institutions like banks, insurers and super funds continuing to invest or support those new and expanded coal mining projects, that's an integral element for those companies to be able to continue to fuel the climate crisis by expanding coal production. On the flip side, though, we can see the positive impacts that can be made when financial institutions start withdrawing support for these types of companies and these projects. So we have seen a restriction in the ability for coal companies to attract bank finance and also insurance products. And that's really leading to a restriction on these companies' abilities to continue pursuing new and expanded projects. So there is some positives to be drawn, but the action needs to come much faster and much more forcefully from a financial institution.
When organizations are seeing that banks are investing high amounts of money into coal projects and they may not necessarily either agree with these processes or they know that coal companies may damage their reputation, they do have the power to pull themselves from supporting these banks.
It's quite rare for any Australian fossil fuel project to be built without the support of any of the big four Australian banks. It is quite powerful when these banks do restrict finance and decide not to lend to these types of projects. When we see community members coming together to take action and demand that their banks and their super funds stop pouring money into climate destructive activities like coal mining and coal energy production, it can have a really powerful impact.
Coal companies using Russian invasion in Ukraine to try and justify upcoming coal projects. Are you able to give any sort of comment on that?
Yeah, we've heard fossil fuel companies trying to use the Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the ensuing energy crisis as justification for developing new fossil fuel supply projects. But those projects are years away from ever coming online.
Yeah.
And so they're doing nothing to actually address the near-term energy crunch. What they're actually doing is locking us into decades of emissions that are incompatible with meeting global climate goals. And actually, we can see that in countries like Bangladesh, for example, that because of the current energy crisis, are struggling to afford to import liquefied natural gas. It's speeding up the transition from a fossil fuel-based energy system to renewables, which are not dependent on importing coal and gas from overseas and therefore not as susceptible to volatile times like we're seeing at the moment. So really what the energy crisis at the moment is doing is destroying longer-term demand for fossil fuel products, coal and gas in particular. And so that's been recognized by the International Energy Agency and a number of, you know, financial and energy analysts. And so these fossil fuel companies claim that they need to be developing new projects to deal with the current energy crisis that are just patently false.
That was Market Forces' Will van der Pol, ending the story by The Wire's Vavina Jordan.